Third-year student Martiz Johnson holds leadership positions in his fraternity and the Black Student Alliance, and he's been elected twice to the Honor Committee. So it's no surprise that a picture of him prone and bleeding under the hands of uniformed Alcoholic Beverage Control Board officers would spark outrage.
How does that make you feel?
Angry!
Yes!
University President Teresa Sullivan was part of Wednesday night's crowd.
You get to see the picture of him lying there with the blood streaming down his face. That was very difficult for me as a mother to see.
Sullivan says that when she determined state agents were responsible, she asked the governor to launch an investigation.
We need to know where justice lies in this case, and we need to try and rectify an injustice that's occurred.
While approximately 2,000 students filled UVA's McIntyre Amphitheater for 2 hours of supporting Johnson and condemning allegations of racism, a group of about 150 marched a mile downtown to the headquarters of the Charlottesville Police, even though that department wasn't the arresting agency.
I go to UVA! You racist!
That's from a video of part of the incident. And Johnson's lawyer says this never-previously-arrested young man has been charged with 2 misdemeanors, obstruction of justice, as well as drunk and/or profane conduct. Johnson, who received 10 stitches to close his head wound, seemed touched by the rally.
You all being here is the absolute reason why I still believe in a community of trust. Even with a busted head.
This isn't the first time ABC officers have provoked outrage in Charlottesville. 2 years ago, agents jailed a student after mistaking her purchase of seltzer water as beer. Her ensuing lawsuit prompted calls to disband the agency and resulted in a nearly $250,000 settlement. This is Hawes Spencer.